I recently commented on the growing competition between airline lounges at major U.S. airports, but there's a whole nother level of lounges. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Consider United's Polaris clubs that are open to business class passengers flying between the U.S. and Europe, Asia, and some, but not all, South American destinations. They're way more lavish than your average United club. Meals are served by a wait staff at a white tablecloth restaurant. Wines are more upscale than usual. American has its flagship lounges for international business and first-class passengers, but unlike United, some transcontinental tickets are also allowed entree. And again, the decor, food, and drink are more upscale than American's Admiral Club lounges. But few U.S. lounges compare to the business or first-class lounges operated by Asian, European, and Middle Eastern airlines. Think massage therapists, manicurists, and haircutters, extensive menu offerings, and big-name champagnes. If you have enough money or enough miles to afford a front-of-the-plane ticket on a major foreign airline, leave time to enjoy their swanky clubs. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.